The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss. What are you guys doing? Do you want to go check out any of the other places I mentioned?
No, I don't
Head
care.
Back to the inn.
Did you spend time preparing to be able to explain these things to us?
I read this stuff, and I didn't know where you were going to go, so I'm just throwing it together.
Okay, well then, yeah, let's go explore. I would like to follow the sound of the music.
Okay.
Whimsically.
Are you prancing?
Insofar as a dwarf can prance in steel-shod boots and
roll me a dex check.
And we're about to find out.
Performance. I was going to say, I feel like with you would...
I put some flair on that. I put some
so pretty. Yeah, you'd be full tilt into it.
If you're proficient in acrobatics, I would give you that.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So what do you want? I'm sorry, I was listening.
Dex check.
Dex. 15.
You are Nancing.
It's probably my time as a High Lord or as a noble.
You are prancing appropriately.
Is Mulvaeus going with him?
I'll follow with him. I must have missed that whole thing. Do I hear the music too? Is that just telling
No, you pat.
The sword's actually singing.
Are we dancing now? I could dance.
I could dance.
You can dance if you want to.
You did pass a chamber that sounded like there was I don't know what the name for a group of harps would be, but...
A murder.
I'm sorry. I was going to say harpies.
That's good too.
You go up a set of stairs into a raised chamber from the main floor of the mm-hmm. of where you've been, and there is a large round room, odd rock formations and crystal formations all over the place. Down in the center of it is a bowl-shaped indentation with large crystal formations, and there is a gnome down there with little hammers going from rock to rock, just playing beautifully.
It's a weird, funky xylophone.
It's rock and roll. So he's hitting rocks, and it just sounds like harp music.
Rocks, crystals, yes. Every once in a while, you see him play with one hand and stroke the rock or touch the rock.
So it does not sound like a
changes as percussion. He's playing.
And just one guy?
Yes.
Is there anybody else in here?
Yeah, there's an audience.
There's an audience.
Is that light harp thing? I think that's what you're referring to, right? I've
seen the theremin.
Like I forget what it is, but there's like shafts of light coming through and they pull their fingers through it. It changes.
I said xylophone, but I guess a vibraphone would also be.
A what?
The theremin.
Is that what it is?
Where you're literally just like moving a wand in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are weird.
I mean, I wouldn't want to interrupt the performance, but I would ask somebody sitting around, like, you know, who's this guy? What's going on?
That's Garrus Songstone. He's playing the singing
Garrett
singing stones.
Garrett Songstone.
Gara.
Oh, of course.
Garra.
Got it. Gara Songstone.
Songstone.
Well, that's really weird that his name means exactly what he does. Said Morix, still like blessed.
Every
almost
one
like
of them
Smiths
has been.
Or, you know, Miller, or...
You know those magically shut
schnitzel
tunnels that you saw?
Was the guy that did that called Tunnel Shutter?
Path Shutter. Met her back.
Fuck off.
Back at the Stoneheart Enclave.
That is magnificently stupid.
Nami Path Shutter.
Pretty sure I wrote that down.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that that's where all of our last names come from, but, like, when it's in English, it's just dumb.
It's in English.
Like, hey, I'm
Smith
Matthew
is
Social
totally
there.
Not an English word.
Yeah, because that was Jensa Cox Rocks.
Cox Rocks.
Close enough.
The one who summons really sure, stone elementals.
Yeah, she Cox Rocks.
What you guys doing?
I'm sitting down at the free concert.
Cool.
Play some Skinnerd!
Freebird! Luke's and Cody. What are you doing?
I went back to the inn, I believe.
I know you did. What are you doing at the inn?
I'm hanging out with...
fuck you.
I'm hanging out with Tappy, having a drink until Topsier Turvy up here.
Okay. Sharing more stories and
just hanging
like
out.
That.
Yeah.
Topsy and Turvy are there. They're back in the room. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, eventually if I can find a way to run into them.
Yep.
Run into
you
them.
Will.
They're in the bedroom. Just you well, know,
I mean,
run
like,
into them.
I assume that now that they're home, that
they're
maybe they're
fucking.
Not... Maybe they're not... No.
We don't know. Well, you just go in.
No, it's just I wouldn't expect them to be in a room. You don't, like, go to a place and stay in a hotel and then just stay in the hotel the whole time.
I literally do that sometimes. It's fucking amazing.
I get pissed when I go on vacation and I have to go out.
Yeah. I go on vacation to relax.
I want a fucking vacation where I don't have to do anything.
Okay, yeah. Let's go from the maladjusted folks to the rest of the population.
I'm 50-50.
Depending on where I'm at.
Yeah, see, if I got one of those vacations where I didn't have to do anything, I'd probably want a vacation where I went out and did everything.
Yeah.
So yes, when I happen to run into them in the room or in the
probably
bar.
Probably watching
or...
the free cable.
It's not free, you paid for it.
Oh, HBO, dude.
Wi-Fi.
Nuh-uh.
Free CBS.
Can I talk to you to... The two of you for a minute.
Well, Topsy's there.
Make up your mind.
I said they should. Well, I didn't say they should be, but only one of them is there. But yes.
Could I speak to you for a minute?
Sure.
I kind of indicate a corner, like, over by the fireplace or, you know, something farther away. I don't know how populated the foaming mug is at this point.
We'll say it's early in the day. People are still on shift.
Okay.
Doesn't really fill up until night.
Except for the alcoholics.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the name Gold Whisker?
Gold Whisker.
Make an insight check.
Whisker that is gold.
All right, let's see how my rolls are doing.
Are you there too, Lucas?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can roll.
That's a...
Oh, he can roll just because you guess he's there.
18.
18?
We know what
yeah.
side of the table
she
he likes.
Definitely knows that name.
21.
And...
22, sorry. I
thought that was 22?
One. Yep.
She says yes, yeah, I've heard that. Yes, she absolutely knows that name.
Well, yes, I, being facetious, it's like, well, we went and talked to the, to Dorbo and Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
There's some concern about, these Gold Whiskers, the clan of, Grey Dwarves, apparently. No, Deep Gnome, sorry.
Smurf Neblin, it's easier to say.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Smurf Neflon.
It seems that there's a lot of hostility between these Gold Whiskers.
Yeah, there usually is.
Could you, I mean, obviously you're not intimately familiar with the situation, but could you describe a little bit of it? Because it seems as though is it just two of them that are Diggermatics, or are they all Diggermatics?
No, Dorbo and Sunny are the Diggermatics.
Gotcha. So it is a dualistic ruling body again.
Yes.
Sweet.
Those two are married. They are a family.
Cool. She should have kept her name. I bet it was less weird to say. So it seems that they are... There seems to be a lot of hostility.
Her name was Deborah Puss Sand.
What?
It seems that there's some hostility between the two groups. Kind of looking to get some more insight. We've been sort of brokered to maybe hash some things out before things get violent.
Really?
They seem to suggest that there has been some violence between the two groups. I thought since you're from around here, you might be able to explain it to me.
It's not like they came back... years after having been gone and tried to kick us out.
Yes, I got that point. I could understand the hostility, but from what they were suggesting, it seems a bit more than that. It seems a bit more than just squatters' rights.
That's exactly what it's been. There's been hostilities back and forth, not open war or anything like that, but when we run into each other, we go at it.
Well, it sounds like it may not be too far off.
Really?
Again, hearsay. I'm looking to get all sides of it for some perspective, see if there's something that we might be able to do to keep it. I mean, there's more than enough dangers in the Underdark. You don't need to be infighting amongst your own people.
I can tell you that a fight isn't what they want.
They don't want to fight with
him. No.
I think it's 50-50.
Believe me, I was listening in.
Then what do they want? And what do you want to do about it?
Move, bitch.
I just thought that maybe we could attempt to speak to both sides. Like I said, I think that the Diggermatics obviously have a very political viewpoint of it, and I'd like to get the perspective.
They're a house divided, aren't they?
I mean, kinda. I'd like to get the perspective of someone who's not, you know, part of the ruling class.
Maybe we should just find somebody named Path Opener.
Peacemaker?
Tunnel Digger?
If you... I was just about to say something.
Yep, sure were.
You started to. It didn't end well.
That's usually how me talking goes.
It did end. It, in fact, ended abruptly.
It did. They're not really ruling class. He's going to want this information.
I am sure I could accurately relay it to him. No problem.
These guys were the heads of the expedition to come back here.
Funny.
The people like them enough that they put them in charge. They're not high class. They're not...
Royal lineage.
They're not royal lineage. They are the ones who had the guts to come down here and help everybody survive.
But did the... Everybody was a... before the drow invaded the last time and split everyone off, did the Gold Whiskers were still here, right? At that point?
No, we weren't the Gold Whiskers back then, but...
So the community has never been united as a Gold Whisker and the rest of the Deep Gnomes, as part
as
of the community.
As in back in the day or now?
Well, definitely not now, back in the day.
Back in the day, there weren't Gold Whiskers.
Right, that's what I'm getting. But really, if there were, how do they know?
What caused it?
What caused what?
Being bit by a rat.
Yeah, there was an incursion of were-rats. The survivors of the drow attack were attacked by were-rats. They turned out the were-rats, but were infected along the way.
AIDS.
They turned
out the were-rats?
Jeez. The were-rats that are here now are the descendants of those people, and they are now natural. They're natural lycanthropes instead of infected.
Gotcha.
They can infect other people, but they can't be cured of it because that's their race now.
Gotcha. Okay. That's how my next question was if there was some kind of a cure, but okay.
Cure lycanthropy?
Not if it's a natural.
It's genetic now. It's different.
It's like the difference between Corvus's family and somebody that Corvus bit.
I mean, you can cure somebody to Dr. Eakes again.
Yeah, like, why are you trying to fix... You want to fix a whole race of people, huh?
No, I wasn't sure if it was a case.
You go right ahead.
Bible camp.
What the fuck?
Isn't that what some people believe?
What?
You're the one suggesting it, asshole.
What Bible camp did you go to?
Yeah, what Bible camp do they teach you about genocide?
Or lycanthropy.
That sounds more like the Hitler Youth.
Some people believe that you can pray the gay away.
That's conversion therapy.
Yeah, that's...
That's not Bible camp.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were into that.
I'm not. He already went.
I don't even know what to ask this.
Again,
which one? Now that you named your dice Adolf Critical Hitler.
which one are we talking to again?
Topsy
or Chirpy?
Damn it.
Topsy.
Adolf Critler is better, yes.
Yeah, it's better.
Where's Chirpy?
Hang on just a second. Are you guys going to make your way back to the inn, or are you going to keep exploring?
I don't know. My partner's in the potty.
Okay.
Depends on how long the concert is.
He's trying to find a way back in.
Is the concert over?
Back into...
The Warrens.
The Warrens?
He doesn't know?
It's sealed.
Christopher Morose?
I'm missing something here. If it's sealed, then why are they such a problem?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Heidi Klum's vagina?
Because they've been here a lot longer than the people who have come back to settle, and they know other ways in.
He's so easy to... Didn't shut the potty door, did you?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
No.
He put the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Cody.
What are we,
We finally have an answer.
What are we doing? Yeah, you want to go flick some song stones?
No.
I want to see if... I want to explore.
I think that would be rude. I mean, I'd probably watch for a few minutes and then be like, all right, that's neat. On to the next thing.
Okay.
I guess I would probably just head back to the inn. I'm assuming that's...
Then we'll after, I'll follow my friend.
Okay, so you're not going to explore more. You're going to go back to the inn.
Yeah.
Okay. Then at some point during this conversation, you see Morik and Mulvaeus walk back into the inn.
Okay.
And Morik and Mulvaeus see Nexus and Kira sitting over by the fireplace talking with Topsy.
So if we're able to get into the Warrens, do you think that there might be a chance we could broker some sort of peace? I mean, you all would be stronger if you worked together as...
I'll be honest, it's been months since we've been back. I don't
Wait, who's Kira talking to?
Topsy. It's been months since I've been back. I don't know what the situation is. You may be able to talk it down. You may not.
Topsy's the boy, right?
Topsy's the girl.
Damn.
Swear the shots.
You tried to screw her.
I know. I was going to say something about like, hey, where's Curvy Turvy? But that would be not appropriate for my identification.
I mean, it's still
no,
be Curvy Turvy.
No, you have said multiple times during this campaign,
pie is pie.
Okay.
Hottie Topsy?
No, like climb on Topsy.
Ah, good one.
Okay. What are you guys doing? What do you guys want to do? Do you have more you want to talk out?
Perhaps really? We need to go back to the Maddoxes, figure out a way in. If they can tell us how to get in, we can start talking.
Yeah. I mean, it's just insane. It's insane to Kira as a soldier that they are literally being assaulted on a daily basis, and their biggest concern is for some of their own kind that are likely fighting the same battles every day. Like he literally said, our biggest problem is these other folks who are just trying to live in our city, basically.
Yeah. Are you sure this wasn't written by Trump? Just curious.
It's
not full of playmates.
Does Mulvaeus or Morik have anything to input into this conversation?
I'm just going to give her f*** me eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys don't really know what's going on. We can explain it very rapidly.
Yep.
There's a, you know...
We got a job.
Strange thing.
Please explain things to me rapidly, Lucas.
Well, in the voice.
That was good.
Very quick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you get it all?
No, I just... Summarize. Let me hear.
Trump wants to get the bad people out.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Obama wants to keep him in because she's cool.
I'm more lost now.
See, I knew it was a good idea.
So, what's your aim? Like, do you have a side you've already like decided on here, or
the aim is always peace. There's no need for war. I got enough going on around.
What is misunderstanding?
Absolutely nothing.
You're talking away from the mic.
Yeah,
purposefully.
If these rats are constantly attacking the city, they need to be destroyed.
Okay, now we're into a new realm.
We're talking about
Adolf Hitler, and you're doing a German. If the sword starts goose-stepping, it's got to go. Well,
it's going to grow feet first. Okay, what was your suggestion, Sword? Because your accent's a little thick this week.
Well,
I literally didn't hear it.
If the rats...
I'm using my Matt voice. This isn't the character accent. Just fucking say it in English, David.
If the were-rats are constantly attacking the city unprovoked, they need to be destroyed.
There's no attacking at all.
Yeah, Topsy would pipe up and say, we're not attacking them.
No, they're
attacking
trying
to live peacefully.
No, Topsy
is a were-rat.
Yeah, two of our people are were-rats. Topsy and Turvy, the deep gnomes.
Whoa. Who's a were-rat?
Topsy waves.
New guy.
New guy.
New sword.
Don't let him bite you, because then when the moon's out, you turn into a gnome.
God, right? That'd be awful. I mean...
Little black gnome running around.
What?
That was insensitive.
He's a drow!
But gnomes aren't.
I know.
Never mind.
They're called...
All right, before Matt says something that needs to be cut from the show, let's continue.
Oh, cut that.
Do we go back and talk to the medics?
I don't know. If we listen to my sword, I think he wants to burn books. I don't know what's going on. So,
I mean, this whole time you were talking to these folks, and they said they want to displace these people for. I mean,
I bought a bunch of diamonds.
One of them does, the other doesn't. She wants peace, he wants whatever he wants.
Did you hit your head today? recently.
Did you eat paint chips as a kid?
Yeah. Maybe we just need another cavern. So, hey, you go live in that cavern.
Oh, there's one with some pretty song stones, right?
That was nice. It was pretty.
You could live in there. It'd be pretty.
Almost as beautiful as Wagner.
Schnell!
I know not sing.
All of a sudden, I'm hungry for schnitzel.
Shout out to all our German listeners we just lost.
Shout out to all our German listener.
Or gained.
If it means anything, I was born in Germany. True fact.
Oh, boy. We do have, I think we have listeners in Germany, more than one.
So what do you guys want to do?
I mean, if we're trying to broker.
We're kind of keep making German jokes for right now.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Let's go, let's go see if we can... I go back to the Digger Maddox and ask Dorbo and Sinead if we can get into the...
Warrens is what he called it?
Yes, correct.
You probably got to be like rat-sized to get in there. We got any,
well, I'm assuming they sealed it up to make it not...
Well, like I told Matt, there are two... There was a chamber with a large gate going into...
You didn't tell me that.
I did. It was very similar to the gate outside.
So there's both a gate and a collapsed tunnel.
Yes.
All right. So can we go through the gate?
You go back and you talk to the Digger Maddox, and yes, they will allow you in, but you're on your own in there.
Kira shrugs.
Is it nighttime? Like, just whatever. Should we sleep first?
Just remember, we are heroes for like hire.
We're waiting until like 5 p.m. to go on an adventure in a dungeon. Can we maybe just rethink that?
We're going to go talk to people. Why do you want to slaughter them?
I don't.
Why don't you just go talk to her?
Well, I'm pretty sure one PC is coming out of this bit by a were-rat. That's what's going to happen.
Nope. If you can go in there and figure out a solution to this, whether they leave, they're dead, or we come to some kind of an agreement, I will give you this, and he will hold up a large spell gem.
There's a lot of those around here, you know. Just pick one up.
I would like to see you try.
You don't walk into a man's house and reach into his fridge.
Run down.
Yes. It's only because I don't have arms.
Okay, well.
That movie was in South America, but it had baboons in it. That didn't make sense.
I mean, I really wasn't watching a rock movie and trying to make sense of, you know, baboons.
And the one with the where he leaps from building to building, there's a bunch of people who did the math to prove that there's no way he could have made that jump, which I thought was awesome.
What, Skyscraper?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
I just watched Rampage the other day.
Isn't that fun?
It was fun.
It was better than being alone with my thoughts.
Yes. It was better.
I mean,
than
you say that an awful lot. I really feel sorry for you. Like, I really, really do.
Have you ever been, like, alone with my thoughts?
No.
Yes.
I don't know that I would still be here.
Yes, it was better than I expected.
So, yes, would you like to go back and rest then, Matt, so you can get your spells back?
I think that would be a really great idea, guys. Let's go take a little nappy poo.
You can rest up.
They're not going anywhere.
Get your hit points back. Your spells back.
I spent all my superiority dice, so...
I didn't do anything, so I'm good.
I didn't either.
I mean, I did stuff. I just didn't get hit because I'm not a bitch.
You're literally the mechanical version of knocking an arrow.
Huh?
What path did you take? Did you do archery? Did you do weapon fighting?
I did archery.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah. I just figured because my AC is not great that's probably a better option to keep this a little distance.
What is your AC?
16.
It's higher than mine.
It's not terrible, but...
It's higher than mine, and I'm wearing +2 armor.
No, but I didn't know if that, you know, necessarily want to be the person. Plus, we already have, you know, the point of the spear, you know, literally, figuratively.
Spartan.
Plus, I can get in there if necessary.
Get all Phalanx, in there. The tip of the spear. Huh.
That's why I wanted the shield.
All right. So we rest.
Yeah.
Tonight. I don't suppose there's anything useful to do in the foaming mug.
There's conversation to be had if you want it. But other than that, no.
I will talk to you.
I will talk to you.
Absolutely.
It does have some Haas and Fat
Fox. Does the person who happened to close, like magically close the tunnels, are they in there?
High or low?
Low.
Roll.
He rolled a cookie.
I mean, I think that's technically high, so. No, I
guess. Yeah.
Then no.
It's lower than 19 and 20 on the die.
It is.
Nope. At some point during the night, you see the priest come back in. You'd see various guards come in. Laborers around the city.
I might ask some of the guards if they've had any skirmishes with the were-rats.
Every once in a while.
Is it them coming out, or are you folks trying to expand in, or where's the conflict coming from?
For the most part, we've shut ourselves off. We're just trying to repair what we've got right now and work back up to bringing in more adventurers to try and reclaim more of the city.
Lucas, did you sniff out Fares Rez when you were...
It was only really bad outside of the gate.
It was only really bad in the mine where...
It's everywhere, but it's not in an area... It's not in a consistency here that it would cause a problem if you did a spell.
Right, but I mean, like, that might be something you want to pay attention to going in there, because maybe that's what suddenly... If they're saying they weren't acting all feral before and they are now, assuming it's not a racist thing, maybe they're being affected by some sort of environmental change, some sort of political change or social change.
Well, definitely political.
I'm talking about the were-rats. We don't know anything about them.
I'm trying to say they're infected with something?
Beyond, like,
were-rat?
Yes.
Rabies.
No. Like, we have a were-rat in our party who's saying that they weren't attacking before.
Right.
We have guards saying that they're basically like feral animals attacking.
Okay.
Is that the basic summation?
Yeah. We have run-ins with them mostly outside the city. It's like they still go out to hunt. They still go out to... They try and raid our stores every once in a while. Things like that. And Topsy will confirm that yeah, we still have to get by somehow.
This attacking is not some drastic change.
No.
Okay, sorry, me
and Turvey were taken by the drow when we were out collecting supplies.
Right.
Did Turvey come back overnight?
Yeah.
Did he find a way in?
No, not yet.
Apparently we just go through the gate.
I was going to say, how'd you like us to open the door?
Junior met with candy cane bits in it.
Oh, okay.
It's raccoon poop.
It's a pot gummy.
See, that's what I was thinking.
No, I got a CBD honey sticks in my car.
Really?
I got one left.
You just like sucking
on it?
Those
are really good.
Mm-hmm. I bought some CBD bottled water the other day. That worked really well too.
Is there anything they're not putting CBD in?
It's like Frank's Red Hot.
Condoms?
Flavored ones, probably.
I haven't bought a condom in over a decade. I have no idea.
I know, but you're on the CBD kick, so I figure you'd just be like,
Strolling through the store like, oh, I didn't know they put CBD in that.
So I'm asking, you're my only source of information on this at the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have no idea.
Okay. I didn't know
they have, like, lotions and all sorts of stuff to soak it in. I mean...
You get enough absorption through the skin for that?
I don't know. I'm not buying that
But you bought water and honey.
I need 20 milligrams in a 24-hour period to not have my standard anxiety. So, that's what I utilize.
If we're not learning anything new from talking to the guards or anything, then I'm good to go through the gates the next morning.
Yep. Yeah. The guards will escort you and open the gates for you and promptly shut them behind you.
Maury.
Yo.
You might want to not have me in your shield. If you still want to have an arm.
No, you're facing outward. I have... Retcon.
Oh, okay.
My holster. I have put on my wrist. No. You're in a holster. You're in a holster.
Correction. Was in a holster.
Hey, Morvius, get your little goggles out, bud.
Yeah, I mean, I'll, like, always have them, I guess, you know, set on my head, so.
Okay.
All right.
If they need to be.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
In combat, there's going to be some kind of an action requirement to take them on and take
Absolutely.
Them off.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But we got to go now.
Honesty, I think you can get away with a bonus action.
What's that?
I think you can get away with a bonus action.
Okay.
That's fair. I mean,
That's
is
more
it.
Fair. Thank you. That's nice.
Is it dark in here?
Not anymore.
I mean, thank you.
Not anymore.
No offense, but I don't know if walking through the path with a giant flaming sword into the were-rat's lair is exactly the best solution. But
I can't shut him off. He was going to do it anyway.
It was right. Not dark.
Just way my pants don't catch on fire.
It was not dark in here, but it was definitely not as well lit as it is now.
Oh, I'm sure.
I love the eyebrows.
Can you?
I love a chipper, a cheerful German accent. Always sounds like somebody rubbing their nipples. Like they're just like
in Lederhosen. Yes.
Fun fact: it's the only kind of German accent I can do. Like,
well, yeah. Like there are certain accents, like your voice just always goes up, and there's some that your voice always goes down.
Like the university preppy German accent is the only kind I can do.
There was in our initiation ritual, my fraternity, there was a when we would practice, we would do it in a flamboyantly effeminate German accent, and so that's the only way I can do one now. It's not like, oh, Augustus Gloop wants more chocolate. Like, I was like, hey, Augustus Gloop.
Like, I can pronounce German in my regular voice, like actual German words, but if I try to do it in English, I automatically just go up.
Guten Tag. All right, well,
the Canadian accent. I challenge you to do a Canadian accent in your regular, like, baritone voice.
I'm not sure I could nail a Canadian accent. It's or even, so like, just subtle.
A youper, you know, like, that kind of a...
Oh yeah.
Like, hey, yeah. How's it going? Don't like, everybody's voice just automatically pops into a different octave.
Don't you know?
Yeah. Mr. McFlamey Sword, would you like to go first?
Well, that seems appropriate.
I mean, I guess in fairness, if I could be... I mean, 120 feet away, I got a bow, I got some range, so I don't really necessarily need to be all up in the light business.
Failure mm-hmm. tactical.
You are in a 50-foot wide tunnel.
So if it's 30 bright and 30
dim,
so I'll stand in the dim light.
Okay.
Is this more of
dim light on the outside, on the backside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this more of the same architecture and everything just sealed off?
Or is magically, like cut?
Or is this more of a natural cavern now?
No, this was a part of the city. It is cut stone. It is worked stone. It's very... What's the word I'm looking for? Dilapidated.
Gotcha.
This has not been really built back up since the drow came in and tore it up.
Topsy, Turvy.
Bring in everybody.
I'm bringing Topsy and Turvy.
Okay. Who else is left? I know Fargus is still there.
We got Fargus and Eldith and Jim Jar, and that's it.
Dilapidated is a really poor word because, like, it. Because a lapidary is somebody up, right? That changes the shape of stones.
Who's so
it's a very similar word.
That was stools, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not the best word.
Yeah.
I'm assuming so.
There's going to be something else.
I'm assuming he went with the other shrooms.
Rock.
Shrooms are gone.
You know?
Deteriorated?
Yeah, or something. Yeah.
Distressed.
Fallen to ruin.
Yeah, but I'm
cracked.
The word for it. I'm
think of it. Yeah, in fairness, we have three deep gnomes. You know.
How about eroded?
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, because it's not.
That implies it's not, that there
it's
was
not
a
eroded.
A natural
it's
force.
Been beat to shit, not worn away.
Rubbleified.
I like that. Let's go with it.
Graveled? Can gravel be a verb?
You know what? It's architecture. Let's go on. Let's
yeah.
On.
I forget, Matt. What kind of dwarf are you?
Short one?
Hill?
Okay, thank you.
Hills are shorter than mountains.
Of the hill people.
The hills have eyes.
That's one of my first characters. I'm Lothar.
Okay, you guys are inside the gate. You just going on down the tunnel?
How far do we have to go?
You can see 100 feet in front of you.
I'm asking Topsy and Turvy since they've been here before.
Oh, well, yeah, you did bring them with you.
Yes. Unlike previous attempts, I'm trying to bring along the party that has knowledge of what we're doing.
I mean, in fairness, has Jim Jar been here before?
Jim Jar has not been in here.
Okay. Not in his tunnels, but he's been in Blingdenstone.
Oh, yeah. He's from Blingdenstone. Okay. They knew him when you guys went to the Stoneheart Enclave.
Again, point of order, like, is this the only place that deep gnomes are? Like, is Blingdenstone or?
This is hometown, yes.
Okay.
Hometown, but like...
Hometown, like, but
Chinese people come from China.
It's think Erebor. the dwarf that was like the dwarven home.
Right.
But they've been cast out of there for centuries.
Okay.
Probably not centuries, but a century.
Okay.
This is the reclamation effort.
Cool.
They will warn you. You go about 40 feet down this tunnel. Don't step here. And they will lead you down and around. You come to another a more open cavern down the way. Let me pull that back up. Okay, you come into this chamber. You can see four deep gnomes working in here. You can see three tunnels exiting. The four deep gnomes that are in here look up at you really startled. They heard the gate open, but they didn't know what was coming. And they really didn't expect to see a bunch of surfacers, a drow, and a couple of deep gnomes with them.
Roll for initiative.
Three? No. I mean, the party's at least, 40% deep gnome.
It's like I started to say roll for initiative, but they made a perception check, and they're kind of shocked. Like, I didn't ever think I would see you two again.
Hello.
Who are they? And they're talking to Topsy and Turvey, and they say, you need to come on. He needs to know that you're back.
And now I'm going to stand up because my knees are hurting. Right? Is that what you're going to say? No. That seems like the point where you would say that.
I mean, we can take a break if you
need. No. I don't need a break. I took
a leave before we started.
Like, we're at 2 hours of gameplay right now, but we've been here for 3 hours. And I'm like, it's coming. I got to stretch my knees, guys. We're going to take a little break here, a little breather. And you're going to make dad noises for an hour. You're just going to make me reminisce about playing catch.
From this main entry chamber, they take you through the left-hand tunnel.
Okay.
You come into a room with another dais, and there's
another dais over there.
Deus Ex.
There's literally a song called Rock Me Amadeus.
I know there is.
You can see 40 deep gnomes down here. If you took time to count, there's 40 of them down here working, milling about, going about their business.
37 dicks? They're a row?
And up on top of this dais is a deep gnome in a chair, more of a throne, with two dire rats flanking him.
What the fuck is a dire rat? You're making that up.
A big fucking rat is what it is.
It's like an R-U-S.
Like, yeah. Like Ben?
What are those?
Like Willard? You ever seen Willard?
Oh, yeah. Ben, I don't remember it.
The two of us need look no more. No? Okay.
No.
It's like,
I remember the movie. I don't remember anything about it.
Very long time since I've seen that.
I want to say they're rats the size of Labradors, maybe?
Yeah. I think they're medium size, so they're as big as you.
Big fucking rats, okay?
Yep.
I was having trouble remembering the last game I played with you until you just did that voice. I'm like, oh. That's right. It's Dockside Dogs.
Yep.
It's big fucking rats, all right? Yeah. Okay, let's go on.
Hey, yo.
You guys walk into this chamber, and everyone who has a direct line of sight at you guys just kind of stops and stares. The guy up on the dais stands up and looks, and Topsy says, "Hi, Dad."
Squeak, squeaker, squeaking.
You owe me a new acorn.
You owe me a new acorn.
We found the princess, guys.
She was in this castle.
Good job, Mario.
This is awkward.
So now are two NPCs going to have like a whole aside?
They have a very touching reunion. Now I'm going to get up and move.
Are they done having their tête-à-tête, Monsieur Jeff?
Yes, they are.
Papa.
This is the time where you start the recording back, Schroeder.
I mean, he'll realize that when he gets to this point in the audio.
We used to do a clap.
Why?
Because it was easy for him to find.
Spikes the audio.
Hey, go. Hey, Schroeder, let me insult your intelligence real quick. And go.
This is the point where I make some quippy remark. But in reality, we've all been listening to Matt on this show for over a year. And I don't think I really need to say anything. Besides that, we're all dumber for it.
So did he happen to mention they were royalty?
No, I tried to fuck a princess.
This is news to us.
Also, royalty...
I wouldn't be talking about that too loud, you putz.
I tried to make love to a princess.
At that point, you see Turvy point back at the dwarf and say, he tried to fuck her.
I was using my spotlight whisper voice.
You see Kira pick up one foot and just slide to the left. Matt's character.
Two hops this time.
Crisscross. Everybody clap your hands.
The three of them...
We all clap in time as they attack you.
The three of them come down off the dais and come down to meet you. And the dad walks up to the group of you and extends a hand, says the name's Chipgrin.
Chipgrin?
Mm-hmm.
That's his first name?
Chipgrin Goldwhisker.
And you are...
So did the...
King, leader...
There's no such thing as a king down here.
Was your name Goldwhisker, like, before y'all became, you know...
I've always been...
No, like your family.
We've been... This is 100 years worth of breeding.
Okay.
Sorry.
Not big record keepers, huh?
No, in all honesty, it's been more about survival. We've never been able to rebuild down here. The were-rat part of this city has been fairly limited.
Well, let's overthrow them. Come on. Who's with me?
Not us.
Telepathically, we'll go, there are like 50 of them and like 6 of us.
I just thought I'd try to offer some help. I want to go look at these rock formations.
Did the U.S. give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no!
I just imagine you like that. Who's with me? And you go charging back to the gate and everyone just stands and watches.
Clink, 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 clink.
Duke fucking Wayne. You've been talking to Dorbo.
How did you know the sound my mother would make when she poked my belly button?
Because you're the doughboy.
He...
Dorbo.
Turns and looks at someone else.
Dorbo.
That's like a creepy child's TV series. It's like a Teletubby thing.
Dorbo.
Like on Legends of Tomorrow, that Bebo. The Norse god Bebo.
I was just saying, as Chipgrin turns, I just go, he's a little...
He's a little something.
Kira and I are the ones who spoke to him.
Yeah, I'm assuming that the stories that you've heard about us are coming from Dorbo.
Well, we thought we'd get the other side of the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, I did the whole Dorbo thing because I wasn't with them when they met Dorbo. I don't know who Dorbo is.
No, they spent the time telling you what they heard.
Yeah, we would explain to you all this stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? My character wasn't listening.
Neither was the player.
F*** off.
You gave a Trump-Hillary explanation or something.
He did, in fact.
Three things it was not happen. Actually that elucidating.
It was a Trump-Obama. It was a Trump-Michelle Obama thing, which was really weird.
It didn't actually explain very much.
No, not at all. But he did do it.
But Dorbo wasn't mentioned.
Dorbo was Trump.
It's got to be your boys.
We've never done anything to them except try and share some of the spoils of them coming back into the city.
Kind
of
how
you
I
guys
figured
never
it.
Left, right?
No.
Well, it's just that I think that if you could all work together, it'd be a lot easier to.
We have been.
Should I put my sword away? Was this weird?
I mean, it's
if you have to ask,
it's a little brighter than we're used to, but.
A little vitamin D never hurt anybody.
I
will pull back the brightness.
You brought my children back to me. I'm assuming that you didn't mean us harm.
No.
In fairness, we didn't know they were children, so.
I mean.
All things.
Oh, God.
They're not kids.
Oh, God.
They are his children. I mean, they're all kind of short, but.
So is he.
Ha 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 ha! No, I absolutely would not have done that to you, Matt.
Okay, because if you did, there were three things would have happened. I hit you. You hit the floor. I jack off on your driver's side door handle.
That's oddly specific.
That's the punishment.
I love how you say that as if that's an established thing.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't do that?
Not even once.
Okay.
Give your balls a tug.
We have been working with them. They don't pay attention to it. They don't know that it's happening. But they'd be in a hell of a lot worse shape right now if it hadn't been for us.
Well, like I said,
and they're about to get their wish. We're about to leave.
Ooh. Ooh, where are we going?
Where are you going?
The hell away from these oozes.
Do you know where it's coming from?
Who's Bazoozes?
They're coming from all over the place.
I asked you a question.
I have no idea what the hell you asked.
Is there CBD in his little Mio thing?
No, it's just caffeine.
Rick, I have changed my mind. They are not so bad.
One of the ways that they've been coming in is one of our tunnels out.
So you've been
Vanguard. Plus, we have access to the section of town that they've walled themselves off from where the oozes are going. I know what's going on back there, and I'm not going to be here for it. And neither
are they
my
like
people.
Summoning Jublex or something? Because this keeps happening to us.
I don't.
It's kind of a running thing.
I don't know anything about Jublex.
All right, like what you legitimately don't know who that is.
It's a movie theater for Jews.
Nope, he has no idea who that is.
I explain who that is. That it's like the God ooze thing.
No, I don't know the guy's name. I remember him. He was down here. He was down here before they left. He's
doing what?
You say guy? He's not an ooze.
No, he's not an ooze. He's a gnome.
He's a gnome that talks to oozes.
He's summoning them.
Oh, gnome!
It sure seems like they're coming to him. He was a part of the original reclamation group that came down here. They came down here. They brought adventurers with them to help them clear out the tunnels. They went back and reported what they found.
But he stayed down here? He's gnome alone?
He's... God damn it, Matt.
Well, gnome he's not.
That's a movie on Netflix, so I can't claim that originally. Go ahead.
Yes, he stayed.
Is his name Kevin?
I don't know what his name is.
Kevin.
Oh my god, there's a you dirty rat joke in here, but I'm not sure where it is.
All we've ever wanted is for Blingdenstone to come back. We stayed.
Where'd it go?
It was overrun by drow. The deep gnomes all left.
Oh.
Except for these guys. Except for the were-rats.
That reminds me of...
You said we wanted Blindenstone to come back.
Yes.
You didn't say come back to Blindenstone.
No. We've always wanted the city to rise again.
Metaphorically.
I know.
It reminds me of the Great Muppet Caper.
I wasn't sure if like, Morik was being dumb or if Matt was being dumb.
No, sometimes I just try to irritate you.
We're going
to
catch those thieves red-handed.
I know.
We'll color their hands now.
Waka waka.
All we've ever wanted is for Blindenstone to come back, and we've tried to facilitate that every way we can.
So it sounds
they don't
like
want any part of our help.
So it sounds like we need to find this guy then.
Hey, we're going to get a big spell stone if we do something. You want it?
I don't have any use for it.
Okay.
Can you show us what's going on?
You can go in there if you want.
We've been around and it's bad.
As quietly as possible.
I mean, you could communicate psychically.
Only with him.
So, in, like, stage whisperish, the sword says, "This is the part where you mention Heroes for Hire."
Hey, Heroes for Hire.
Heroes for Hire.
Oh.
What's that?
We're heroes. For Hire.
For Hire. I was like, what the fuck is Hero Fire? I have no idea.
I thought you were obstinately not hearing
of Morik being
dumb and Matt being dumb was really
no Matt having Matt not listen like understanding like I'm not dumb I just can't fucking hear him.
You know,
not hearing what I say and mispronouncing it. I thought that's what you were doing with him.
No,
Hero Fire sounds like another shitty MMO.
Heroes fire.
Fire. Hiya!
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
There's now a child sleeping.
Yeah.
Was.
Or trying, attempting to sleep.
So.
Yeah, he will march you over, I think it's three chambers, and he says, you go through there.
Okay. What is it that we're going to find? I'm just interested to do a bit of a scout.
Watch out for oozes.
All right.
I miss Glavagool.
I miss Ellen. I turn to Troy and I'm like, oh, can you go? Oh, shit, you're not as powerful anymore.
Huh?
I'm just going to have you go scout.
I could still do that.
I indicate that you should lead the way.
You are a ranger.
Oh, no. Let my sword do it. And I throw it.
Get up and walk.
What do you see in there?
Can it still telepathically talk to you if you don't have it in hand?
I would have to look at the stats. I think there's a range.
I think maybe if you're attuned.
You just hear him screaming in German until it just winks out of existence.
Nein!
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. He absolutely would be screaming.
Nicht!
Oh, my God.
Where is... Ich bin ein Berliner!
What? You are a jelly donut?
Totes.
What did he say? 10% what you say, 80% of how you say it.
Where do the stats go?
How you look.
Damn it.
It's like 10% how you look, 10% what you say.
No, Lucas just didn't know there was another 10%.
Part of the
skill. Are you ranging then, oh ranger?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Aren't you a Gloomstalker or something?
No.
Oh.
No, you went the Planeswalker, whatever. Yeah.
All
right. It just says can communicate with its wielder telepathically.
There you go. Doesn't even list a range.
Can you?
You're gonna check the sword?
No. Can you lose attunement?
Yes.
Yes.
If it attuned to somebody else,
you can break attunement.
Yeah, you can break it. If you become, I believe,
if you become attuned to too many things, you break an attunement.
Well, what if he throws it and loses it?
Not just by dropping it.
It takes.
What if I slipped it onto like a cart of another person, and we could use them to eavesdrop?
You could.
Like if I just put the hilt like under somebody's seat.
It'd suck if somebody found it and stole it.
Yeah.
There's that.
And that's how we lost the sword.
But right before, I mean, it'd be easy to fix because right before, like, hey, all you gotta do is say, hey, Harrison, activate.
Well, also,
and then it'll just stab through a guy.
And it takes an hour to attune, so it's not like they could take it over real fast.
Like he would tell me, like, hey, this dude's got me. Okay, we'll kill him. When he's examining you.
Like the Luke with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Troy. Alright, Troy, what you up to?
Yeah. I'll
says the woman wearing, you know, chain armor to you.
I will do some scoutings ahead.
Okay. Going stealthily?
Yeah.
Then I guess you should do that.
Yeah.
One second.
You're going into an area of darkness.
We're off on a secret mission.
You're going in an area of darkness. Sorry, I'm just trying to find something.
Yeah, you're good.
Cool. So I will have my hood up, and I will stealth.
Stealth!
Well, that's a 20.
Money, please!
That's three natural 20s.
We really have. This has not been a rolling evening.
Yeah, we haven't had to roll yet, have you?
So a 27 altogether.
I rolled like a 19. 27?
Yeah.
You are very quiet.
You are the knight.
Yeah.
You walk the between terror. The raindrops.
That's such a great description.
I always thought it was.
Is it raining down here?
No.
Sorry. Man, in fact,
that's
me
not
for a second.
You are perhaps a knight only caller. Man.
Hallelujah.
You are a whisper between the jello molds.
I also have a passive perception of 17, just FYI.
Okay. You...
Why?
You go some distance down this tunnel. How far are you going without having them come behind you?
I'll go 60 feet.
60 feet?
I think you can. You have a range, Lucas. I think you can talk to him with, or sense his thoughts or something.
30 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as far as you'd like it to be. Although...
Look, are you sure he's going to be okay? It is very dark down there.
Message is 120 feet.
Hit him with Mind Spike. You'll always know where he is.
It's true. No, message is 120 feet.
Okay.
But I have to be able to see you.
Yep.
I can't. I've only got 60 foot of
at about 30 sight. Feet out from the edge of the cavern that he took you to, you start seeing molds. You start seeing... I won't say you start seeing... like oozes crawling around you, but you see remnants of oozes. You can see acid scorched stone. The remnants of the city around you are scoured. It's like everything was doused in an acid bath. Things have gone through here.
Mm-hmm. And you said that's only 30 feet in?
That's at 30 feet in.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if I go another 30 feet, does it seem to like start getting worse or?
It's about that level. For as far as you go.
Okay.
But that's the point where you start seeing.
And is there still like a visible path, or is this almost like having to cut a path now?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, is everything encroaching on the cavern? Like, are you still able to move forward?
You're still able to move forward. You're moving into another part of the dilapidated city.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't quite understand what you were saying.
Hey, guys, I just need a point of clarification. We're going in here to kill all the oozes, right?
I shrug.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of looking into it, I guess.
Can you all give me a minute real quick? I want to try something. And I cast Augury.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.